these lessons this week is designed to provoke you to read the laws and the prophets, which is the Bible that Jesus read. You recall, Jesus told his listeners, "You do err not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God." When Jesus was talking about the scriptures, he was talking about those scriptures that we call the Old Testament. This was the only Bible Jesus had. This is the Bible that he taught from. You remember when he was in the synagogue, they handed him the book. He didn't turn to 1 Peter or to the book of Romans or to 1 or 2 Corinthians. He turned to the book of Isaiah, and there he ministered. And then when those two disciples was discouraged, walking on the road to Emmaus, they were dejected, they were disappointed. It appeared to them that everything they had wished for over the last 3 years was gone. Jesus came alongside them, and the Bible says, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And later on, those two men were talking to one another, and they said, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Let me pause here for just a moment to tell you that I can identify with what these men were feeling. Sometimes when I am studying and meditating on a scripture, and then the Holy Spirit begins to open up the scriptures to me and gives me a fresh insight, gives me a fresh application, I don't always seek an interpretation. Most of the time I'm seeking for fresh application. This Word of God is like an aspirin. It's good for more than just one application. It's good for more than just salvation. It's good for comfort, for peace, for tranquility. When I'm anxious, it will calm me down. When I'm fearful, it will drive away my fear. This Word of God has many applications. And when God gives me a fresh insight, a fresh application, something that will help the people, something that will help me and my family, my heart begins to burn, not with fire, literally, but burn with a passion. I have to get to my study, get my paper and pen in hand, and begin to write down those fresh applications. Friend, it was the Old Testament scriptures that Jesus was reading from. He quoted them often. He says, "Have you not heard? Or did you never read in the scriptures the stones which the builders rejected? The same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." In this instance, Jesus was quoting Psalms 118 and verse 22 and 23. This is the way David said it. "The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Jesus read the Old Testament. Paul and Peter and all of the other apostles, they not only read the Old Testament, but they preached it. That was what they preached. Paul told the Romans, "Whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for our learning, and that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, Paul told Timothy that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures. Paul was talking about the Old Testament. The only Bible that anybody had in those days was the laws and the prophets. And Paul told Timothy, you've known these Holy Scriptures since you were a child. And then Paul says, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture, Paul told Timothy, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Did you hear what Paul told Timothy? That the Holy Scriptures, that's Genesis through Malachi, the Holy Scriptures is profitable for doctrine. I know some of you don't think you can find any doctrine in the Old Testament. Paul says that the Scriptures is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Paul said, you can read these old rules in the Old Testament, and you can find instructions on righteousness. And then listen to what Paul told the Corinthians. I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. The Scriptures that Paul was talking about was the only Scriptures they had at that time. And then Paul tells them again, he was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. On the day of Pentecost, Peter says that David spoke of the resurrection when he says that thou shalt not leave my soul in hell. David saw the resurrection, wrote about the resurrection, even though he may not have understood, but now we do. We know exactly what David was talking about. My point is this. Some of us have missed out many blessings. We have not come to the full knowledge of righteousness. We have not come to the full comfort and power of the Holy Spirit by neglecting to read the Word. If you seldom read this Word and put little stock into this Word, you're not by yourself. The Pharisees, the priests, and the Levites back in the day of Jesus didn't know it either. That's why Jesus told them, you do err not knowing the Scriptures. I know that you're saying, what good is the Old Testament? Well, the Old Testament has the history of mankind. The Old Testament gives us the history of the universe. The Old Testament tells us about God's plan of salvation. By reading the Old Testament, we find out that Adam and Eve sinned against God in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve did not bring sin into this world. No, they were holy. They were righteous. Sin was already in the world. In fact, sin was in the garden because the serpent was in the garden. The devil is sin. The devil sinned from the beginning. So it wasn't Adam and Eve that brought sin into the world. It was the devil himself. He sinned before Adam and Eve sinned. Sin was in the world before Adam and Eve was in the world. And the devil influenced Eve to partake of the forbidden fruit.